But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Well, this is Steve Clark, and what I'm doing this week is going through some of my favorite passages of Scripture and bringing a daily inspiration from them. And today we're in Psalms chapter 1, and there's 6 verses here, and I want you to use your imagination and picture with me these different scenes that are talked about in this chapter. So let's look at verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. So it starts off with this man, and he's a blessed man if he's not walking in the counsel of the ungodly, and if he's not standing in the way of sinners, and if he's not sitting in the seat of the scornful. So let's look at this. He needs direction in his life. There's things, maybe some problems in his life, maybe some things that he wants to see happen in his life. Maybe it's a business matter or a home matter or church matter or whatever it may be. He's not going to the ungodly to get counsel. He's not walking in the counsel of the ungodly. He doesn't spend time listening to the ungodly and to give him counsel. It says he's blessed if he's like that, if he's not walking in the counsel of the ungodly. And he doesn't stand in the way of sinners. And I don't think it means that he's like a roadblock or standing in front of sinners, but he's the way would be like a path or the same way as a sinner. He's not standing in that same way as sinners. He's not going the same way as a sinner. Blessed is the man that doesn't go in the way of the sinners. Take the sinner's advice, the ungodly person's advice, and walking in that way. And he's also not sitting in the seat of the scornful. He's not sitting there in a place where the scornful are teaching him, and he's listening to them, and he's taking counsel from them. The scornful would be people who would be critical or deceitful even, and scheming, and those kind of things. Another picture of the ungodly. It's talking about the same thing here, I think, is just taking counsel from the ungodly and getting our direction from them. And then verse 2, it says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. So instead of getting counsel from the world, from worldly wise men, from the advice that the world would have or the ungodly people would have, his delight, this man, his delight is in the law of the Lord, in God's word. And in his law, he meditates day and night. He's getting his direction for his life, for his family, for his business, for his future. He's getting it from the word of God. And you know, if he's meditating in it day and night, God is going to give him direction. It might be from the pages of Scripture, or it might be a still small voice that God speaks to his heart and says, go this way, do this, walk in this way, do this for your work or your direction, where the problems that you're having. And he'll give counsel. The Lord will give counsel. He speaks to us through his word. He speaks to us through his still small voice and through godly counselors and godly men. So his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And if he's doing that, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So picture that tree, that big, huge oak tree, or that big redwood tree, or the big fruit tree of some sorts that's planted by a stream, a water. It has plenty of water, and the sun comes out, and it grows, and it gets strong, and it gets big, and this tree is prosperous. It says that his life, this man's life who delights in the law of the Lord, will be prosperous, and he'll bring forth his fruit in his season, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That's what I believe everyone who's listening to me today, and that's what We want the Lord to prosper our lives. And the way that we'll have him prosper our lives and we'll be like that big tree planted by the water that has plenty of nourishment is if we delight ourselves in the law of the Lord and meditate on him in his word day and night. It says here in verse 4, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. See, the ungodly man, this sinner man, this scornful man, isn't like that. He's not going to prosper because he's going the way of the world, the way of the counsel of the world. And maybe there's some ungodly people. In fact, I know there are that are very rich. But you know, riches will not satisfy. Oh, there's been so many rich people that have taken their life and committed suicide because riches do not satisfy. And so we have to get our eyes off of what really is prosperous. It's not somebody who is rich, but it's somebody who is walking with the Lord and delighting in the law of the Lord. And it says here that the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. And we've lived in different places where they winnow wheat or they winnow rice and they throw it up in the air and the chaff blows away in the wind and the rice or the wheat kernels that are heavier fall back down. They do that, throw it up, and they clean the wheat like that. And it's the chaff which is driven away. And that's what the ungodly are like. Their life doesn't amount to much because of they think they're prosperous, but oftentimes they're just not happy at all. They're miserable because they don't know the Lord. And then it says, verse 5, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. This standing, it's talking about being able to stand in judgment, being able to not be cut down or be condemned. We can stand before the Lord God if we're delighting in him, if we've given our lives to him, if our sins are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. We can stand in the judgment. We don't have to fear God's judgment upon us, and because we are right with him. And it's so blessed, you know, to be able to just live a life like that, live our lives for as Christians and not have to look over our shoulders and wonder if the police have seen what we did as far as speeding or whatever it might be. We can just walk in freedom. It's such a beautiful, feeling isn't quite, experience probably would be a better word for it. It's just being able to walk in freedom. We can stand in the judgment. We don't have to fear man or fear what man will do because we're delighting ourselves in the law of the Lord. And then the last verse, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. God knows our way, and he knows us. It says in Matthew chapter 7, let's turn to that in closing. Matthew 7 says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, or ye that work iniquity. And so here the Lord says, I never knew you. But see, the Lord does know the way of the righteous, and we can be ushered into his presence, and we won't have to fear judgment because we are delighting in the law of the Lord. So that's the inspiration for today. I hope you are delighting in the law of the Lord, and in his law are you meditating day and night. So God bless you. If you want to leave a voicemail, we'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions, any comments, please leave us a voicemail. You do that by pressing 099 on your phone, and after you're done leaving the message, press the pound key, and then it'll ask you to save it or to re-record it, and it'll give you some prompts there. So God bless you. Thanks for listening, and I pray that the Lord would bless your day as you and prosper you as you delight in Him today.